Our topic today is working more and making less, a case for proper time reporting. Business owners in the service industry often complain about working more and more hours and producing little or no profit. When asked about how staff time is billed, some say employees try to record billable time at the end of a job. In the absence of a system for inputting, collecting, and routinely reporting time, employees use various approaches for billing their time. They use some of the following creative strategies. First, the what seems logical approach, which involves looking at the finished job and calculating that the job probably took about 6 hours. Second, the we need to stay within the estimate or budget approach is by far the easiest and allows the employee to bill exactly the number of hours that were included in the original estimate, regardless of how much time the project actually took. Third, the this client has excellent season tickets attitude helps keep the billable hours low when employees are eager to enjoy eating hot dogs at the ballpark with a happy client. Fourth, the oh yeah, we finished the job about 3 months ago and now it's time to bill some hours attitude that certainly helps a client's cash flow. There are many reasons for low profit performance, and a careful review of financial records is needed to find the cause. Two of the most common reasons are insufficient billing rates and unexpected costs or expenses. For example, billing rates for management supervision are sometimes either not included or included at lower rates than the expertise that is required. Unexpected expenses, like the cost of buying lunch for 500 Indians, extras, during a production delay at a photo shoot, these are inevitable, at least according to the creative staffers. Both problems have logical remedies. Billing rates should include actual employment costs, a factor for overhead, and a profit factor. Functional hourly billing rates are often used to distinguish work completed at a lower level of expertise, and therefore are less expensive, from work completed that requires more expertise. Inclusion of a percentage contingency amount in an original estimate can offset cost overruns or unexpected expenses. After analyzing and correcting billable rates and costs, the business manager should investigate time reporting. Overlooking the importance of accurate and timely billing for services rendered not only increases the risk of poor profit performance, but also leads to severe cash flow problems. Service businesses that consider time reporting a serious part of operations usually experience the benefits of healthy bottom-line profits. Here are some steps that can help a business establish time reporting procedures or formalize an existing reporting policy. Start off by instituting policies on the executive or board level that define requirements for submitting time as well as the consequences for non-compliance. Also consider requirements for all employees to submit time records either electronically or written on timesheets that account for a minimum number of daily hours, 7.5 hours or 8 hours, whatever, include time by client, by function, and in a minimum of quarter-hour increments. Record the time spent completing administrative tasks such as staff meetings, expense reports, company projects, and list vacation, sick, and annual leave time. Also research the cost and availability of software that allows employees to input their time easily and efficiently. Assign one employee the task of monitoring time input or timesheet submission, and then evaluate the need for policies that serve as incentives for accurate and timely submission of the data, or radical policies such as no timesheet, no paycheck, for employees who respond better to absolute regulations. Bear in mind that some employees may grumble about dealing with corporate time reporting policies for a while, but most favor periodic bonuses, increases in stock values, and keeping their jobs, all possible incentives when profits come rolling in. Consultants with the Georgia SBDC Network can help a business owner evaluate internal controls and establish checkpoints to ensure accurate time reporting and practices to help minimize the risk of poor profit performance and resulting business failure.